Hello, everyone, and welcome to Capital Link's Expert Talk webinar series, where we feature industry leaders sharing key insights on topics shaping the maritime landscape. Today's discussion is titled Navigating Brazil's Maritime Future, and we're delighted to have with us Ms. Fernanda Sarmento, Director of Operations, Maritime South America at DNV. Fernanda, thank you so much for being with us. It's great to have you. In this discussion, we will touch upon the evolving dynamics of Brazil's maritime and offshore sectors, from the country's unique industry landscape and DNV's role within it, to the energy transition, technological innovation, workforce development, and the opportunities shaping Brazil's maritime future. So let's get started and learn about you, Fernanda. To begin, could you share a bit about your background, how you came to work in the maritime industry in Brazil, and what your role as Director of Operations at DNV involves?
Yeah, sure. My background, I'm a chemical engineer with postgraduate degree in petroleum engineer and MBA in project management. My journey in maritime industry actually started at DNV, and it was just by chance. I joined DNV as an intern undergraduate through an ad at university where they were looking for an intern, but for a different business area initially, related to certification of management systems. But in the end, I got interviewed by Offshore Class Service Center, where I started carrying out consultancy work for oil companies aiming to obtain the operational license to operate in Brazil. And thus, being in DNV, once I graduated, I have been involved in the new building project of the first semi-sub platform entirely built in Brazil, and also had the chance to work in our office in Norway for a while. And I got different roles both in Brazil and London, always linked to the maritime industry. With respect to my role as Director of Operations, first of all, DNV Maritime South America plays a pivotal role in delivering high-end integrated service to the marine and offshore industries across Brazil, Chile, and Argentina. So our service and expertise spans classification, statutory, advisory service, supporting vessels owners and operators for both ship and offshore units, designers, yards, manufacturers in complex and high-end profile projects. My position as Director of Operations is central to ensuring operational excellence and sustainable growth. I'm based in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, and I lead the full-scale operations of DNV Maritime South America, driving strategy, fostering collaboration, maintaining the highest standards of safety, quality, and compliance, including but not limited to monitoring financial performance and budgeting, resource planning, succession plans, coaching, ensuring employee motivation and satisfaction. And I report directly to the Maritime Americas Regional Manager, who's based in Houston, being an integral part of the regional management team, collaborating closely with other peers and cross-functional teams to deliver value to our customers and stakeholders.
That's very impressive. Thank you, Fernanda, and a great starting point. So building on that, and let's look at the broader picture of the industry itself. From your perspective, what makes Brazil's maritime and offshore ecosystem unique, and which segments, offshore energy, shipping, ports, or shipbuilding, are experiencing the most significant transformation today?
I think it's important to set the scene where Brazil is. Brazil is among the top 10 global oil producers, more than 90% of offshore, and also top 5 grain and top 3 iron ore exporter. So it's an energy and commodity powerhouse. Having large volume of energy, as I mentioned, and grains and minerals, for which the international trade is basically supported by shipping. In addition to that, nowadays the country's electric energy matrix is much greener than average nations, once hydropower, wind, and solar delivered more than 80% of the electricity. Brazil's electrical energy mix is significantly more renewable than the world average. And we can say that same for the overall energy matrix, being close to 50% renewable, coming from different sources, which contributes to energy security and the transition to a low carbon economy. Concerning energy for transportation, the use of biofuel is a reality for us for over four decades. So if we go back 40 years from now, the country had a very active shipbuilding industry, being among the top order books globally. But nowadays, shipbuilding competitiveness is a big challenge. And the offshore energy still has huge potential for fossil fuels, even if we now talk about the Equatorial Margin, which is beginning the exploration phase. Besides that, offshore wind is basically unexplored, but we have conducted in the NVIDIA study together with the World Bank for the whole offshore wind potential across our shore. And onshore facilities related to wind are currently making a significant contribution. Brazil and Norway, they have also signed an MOU establishing a green shipping corridor between the two countries in an effort to contribute to zero carbon emission, targeting maritime transportation. And this MOU includes a series of initiatives that should benefit the entire logistic chain. There are several other ports which are preparing to become renewable marine fuel hubs, but still the challenge to bet for which fuel. The industry is a key part of the economy, leading the way into the new ideas for the global sustainability and innovation in shipping and offshore energy. And I think Brazil stands out in the maritime world because it combines, as I mentioned right now, its strong oil, mineral, and farming industries with the new developments like renewable energy technology and cleaner fuels.
Thank you, Fernanda. That was very insightful. Given this landscape, I'd like to shift to DNV's presence and a role in Brazil. DNV has a strong footprint in Brazil's maritime and offshore sectors. What would you highlight as its main focus across and contributions to the local industry?
We have been in Brazil for 51 years now, and our operations are deeply integrated with the country's maritime and offshore ecosystems. I think as main focus areas, we have the ship and offshore classification, providing class service to ships and offshore units, ensuring compliance with international and Brazilian standards, including certification of materials, components, new buildings, as well as in-service inspections. We have safety and risk management. Safety is central of our purpose, of course. And we conduct technical and risk-based assessments, which tend to reduce operational hazards and improve offshore safety. I guess decarbonization and sustainability is also a focus area. We support Brazil's energy transition by advising on greener fuels and emission reduction strategies, leading initiatives on energy efficiency and GHG compliance. The digitalization is also a focus area, being a major pillar. We offer smart survey bookings for any survey requested for the vessels, electronic certificates, advisory service for digital strategies, enabling automation, remote monitoring, and data-driven decision-making to enhance efficiency and safety. But while this twin transition, decarbonization, digitalization, are two transformative forces which DNV is leveraging to help Brazil's maritime sector to remain globally competitive. And also safety culture and human factors, which we emphasize, we put emphasis on safety leadership and competence development to manage risks associated with new technologies and sustainability goals. In terms of local contribution, on the offshore oil and gas fields or expertise, since the discovery of the oil in the Campos Basin, DNV has been a trusted partner for the offshore sector, classing major platforms and vessels and supporting complex projects. As I just mentioned in the previous question, we have an emerging offshore wind potential to which we developed this study together with the World Bank. This is public information and has been released, estimating up to 190 gigawatts of potential projects and advising on technical and economic viability. Well, positioning Brazil as future leader in renewable offshore energy. We also participate in committees and partnerships with regulators and operators, shaping industry standards. And I guess as a local impact and beyond the technical work, DNV invests in education and workforce development through initiatives like an ONG that we happen to create called Dreamland Work, promoting opportunities for underprivileged young Brazilians.
Okay, you said a lot of things that we're going to break down and expand on. And thank you, that provides extra great context. So speaking of major industry priorities, sustainability continues to be a top focus globally. How is Brazil's maritime industry responding to a global sustainability and decarbonization pressures? And how is DNV supporting this transition?
A very ambitious and challenging goals from IMO by 2030, 40, 2050. And well, these targets are reshaping global shipping. And Brazil, which has 90% of its exports done by sea, is also engaged in the transition. Local regulation is still being discussed and developed. We have some initiatives from the National Waterway Transportation Agency linked to port decarbonization and green corridors. But maybe Brazil positioned its key strategic goals aligned to global goals, maybe related to alternative fuels with big focus on biofuels, leveraging our strong agricultural base, the energy efficiency related to operational different and more optimal operational measures, and the technology innovation like linked to hybrid propulsion, wind-assisted propulsion, and digital monitoring systems, which are being piloted. How we can help? Globally, we have more than 250 decarbonization experts who have delivered more than 3,000 advisory projects on energy efficiency and compliance. We see the digitalization as an enabler. We have a platform called Veracity, providing digital tools for vessel design and remote surveys, predictive maintenance, which helps operators to reduce emissions and improve efficiency. And more like in smaller projects, we have been doing our contribution not only to the maritime business area, but energy and renewables. Once there are synergies, we support local customers in investigating innovative solutions for shipping. Like I mentioned, the wind-assisted propulsion, the solution for energy efficiency, but also including shore power, greener fuels. We supported local construction of the first 100% electric power crushers to operate in the Amazon region and the implementation of battery powers in some other vessels for Brazilian operations. So, and currently, we are contracted as a class for 9 shuttle tankers new buildings being built with a strong energy transition footprint in the spec. Our maritime sector is at somehow at a crossroad. We can say that because it needs to balance the role as a global commodity powerhouse with the sustainability requirements. So DNV's integrated approach, combining classification, advisory, technology, and all the partnerships, position it as a key driver of Brazil's green transformation.
Thank you. That's very insightful. Another key driver shaping the industry, the sector, is technology. So let's explore that a bit further. What role are digitalization, data, and new technologies playing in enhancing efficiency, safety, and performance across Brazil's maritime and offshore operations?
I think I talked already a little bit about it, but DNV is taking a global lead in digital transformation as an early adopter of innovative business models and digital solutions for customers. We offer digital enablers and service such as remote surveys, drone technology, fleet operating centers, direct or digital access to our experts, and several tools to support vessel design, construction, and maintenance, used by customers worldwide and locally. As I mentioned, we have this platform called Veracity, which is our digital platform that integrates knowledge base with AI algorithms, serving as the foundation for delivering IT solutions both within our company and externally. So, embracing digitalization is crucial. Only organizations that effectively manage cyber risks and make use of digital technologies are likely to succeed. So for us, there's no alternative, and we aim to guide and shape the digital transformation rather than simply keep up with it.
Fully agree, and thanks for that extra color. Alongside the technological change, people and leadership also play a critical role. That brings me to the topic of diversity. As a woman in a senior leadership position, how have you seen diversity and inclusion evolve within Brazil's maritime sector? And where do you feel further progress is still needed?
Diversity and inclusion in Brazil's maritime sector is moving forward, I guess, especially on gender. But maybe progress is a bit uneven across other sectors, like, I don't know, we say Navy, port, maybe offshore suppliers. There are growing industry and government initiatives, more women's networks and training, port operator programs, and public sector diversity commitments. But women remain a bit underrepresented in seafaring and senior technical roles. Problems like harassment, lack of data, weak inclusion for racial minorities, people with disabilities, for instance, I guess still persist. Yes, it's a global challenge, and for Brazil, it's the same and in every segment.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I agree. Looking ahead to the industry's development, let's talk about the skills and talent of the future workforce. As Brazil's maritime sector evolves, what skills and capabilities will be most important for the next generation entering the industry?
I guess all the industry, Brazilian industry and global industry, is under rapid transformation driven by technology, sustainability, the global trade dynamics. Thus, next generation of professionals will need some sort of blend of technical expertise, digital fluency, and leadership capabilities to thrive in the industry. As the maritime industry is evolving beyond the traditional seamanship and being recognized for innovation, commitment to environmental responsibility, and data-focused operations. Meaning, well, should focus the next professional generation, should master, advanced digital tools. Cybersecurity awareness probably is equally critical given the increasing digital threats. All data literacy also very important in order to interpret data, operational data, to follow predictive maintenance and efficiency. The environmental compliance, as I mentioned, that I don't think is negotiable. Maybe professionals will need some to understand something on carbon accounting and energy efficiency strategy in order to support the greener operations. If you look even beyond when we discuss autonomous vessels and remote monitoring systems, the future leaders should be comfortable managing remote teams and leveraging digital collaboration tools to ensure seamless operation in an increasing virtual environment. And I guess also beyond the technical expertise, adaptability, which we also need now already, but and continuous learning will be essential to keep pace with the technological change. Maybe some stronger cross-cultural communication skills also will be needed here. If you think of Brazil's growing integration into global trade networks. In summary, I think the future maritime workforce in Brazil must combine traditional knowledge with cutting-edge capabilities to meet demands of a sector that's becoming smarter, greener, and more globally connected.
All makes great sense. Thank you. Great points. To wrap up our discussion, I'd like to ask about the future and what you see on the horizon for Brazil's maritime sector.
I guess all that I just spoke about, the energy transition, the overall energy mix, how we're going to deal with that, offshore growth, sustainability, the 2Ds, digitalization and decarbonization, innovation, challenges on how we will train the workforce, how Brazil will be positioned strategically, being a logistic and energy hub. I think the next decade is all about opportunity. And I guess the maritime and offshore sectors have all it takes to be the foundations of the country's growth.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Fernanda. And thank you for sharing these valuable insights and for helping us better understand Brazil's maritime landscape and what to expect ahead. To our audience, thank you for joining us today. This discussion was part of Capital Link's Expert Talk webinar series, where we feature leading voices driving progress across the global shipping industry. If you'd like to revisit today's discussion or explore more expert talks, please visit our website or Capital Link's YouTube channel. Once again, thank you, Fernanda. Thank you to everyone who's tuning in, and we look forward to seeing you in our next session. Thank you.